The laws of Yayin Nesech. So Maran writes in Kuf Chav Dalet in Yoredea that if a mumar comes in contact with our wine, so the wine is forbidden. What is a mumar? So the Gaon de Vilna in his glosses explains that it's talking about a Jew that abandoned his practices of Judaism and went to worship Avodah Zarah, or a religion that has Avodah Zarah. It's called the Mumar. Therefore, just like if a real Oved Avodah Zarah would come in contact with our wine, it would be forbidden, meaning it would be asur not only to drink, but it's asur to have any Hana'ah. So too, if a Mumar comes in contact with our wine, it's forbidden to drink and is asur. Hana, meaning we can't sell it, transact with it, or gift it, and so on and so forth. The question is, Hachamim tell us that a mehalel Shabbat befarhesia, somebody that desecrates the Shabbat in public, meaning either in front of 10 people or where at least 10 people know about it, that's considered like an Oved Avodah Zarah. So the question is, what is the status of a mehalel Shabbat who comes in contact with our wine, or to drink his wine? Again, we're talking about wine over here that is not mevushal. So, if you think of it superficially, you say to yourself, well, first of all, the Mehalel Shabbat himself is not Oved Avodah Zarah, actually. So the Gemara says maybe Ki'ilu Oved Avodah Zarah, but he's not Oved Avodah Zarah. Secondly, if one of the reasons why we can't drink the wine of the Goyim is so we don't come to marry their daughters, really you're allowed to marry the daughter of a Mehalel Shabbat b'Farhesya. There's no issue in that. And that's probably why Maran does not bring this halakha down of Mehalel Shabbat, touching wine or drinking his wine. It's not mentioned in the Shulchan Aruch. Though he brings it down in the Beit Yosef, the Kudot HaKesef also mentions it in Kuf Kav Dalet, but it's not mentioned in Shulchan Aruch. Halakha l'ma'aseh, the Hatam Sofer has a teshuvah, and he says that even though from the law, there is no law of a Mehalel Shabbat touching our wine or drinking their wine, however, the Hachamim put a knas. Knas is a penalty in order that we should keep away from them. So therefore they said we should not drink their wine. The rabbi called Ahayezer, Rav Chaim Ozer Grzinski, writes in his teshuvah that once we put a knas on them, just like we cannot drink their wine, if they touch our wine, it's going to be forbidden as well, even though now the knas is on us. But nonetheless, he says, lo pelu. And then we have Rav Moshe Feinstein, alav shem negrot Moshe, that says, it's not a knas, but it's the minhag that the Jewish people accepted not to come and to drink the wine of Mehalele Shabbat. Or that if they come in contact with our wine, the wine should be forbidden. It could be, you know, a common case where people have not religious Mehalel Shabbat. One would have to be careful, you know, if you're having them over and there's wine on the table, that their contact should be limited. The last question that we have today is a strong question. If you tell me that Mehalel Shabbat, their wine becomes forbidden, so the question then would be, if you have a Mehalel Shabbat over as a guest, can you give him wine? Because once he touches it, it's going to become asur. Now he's going to drink wine that's asur. So forget about him touching your wine. To serve him a glass of wine, you're causing him not to drink isur because he himself touched it. So some want to say that it's not lifnei iver, it's not causing a stumbling block, because he can get his own wine. Lifnei iver is only where he had no access to the item, unless it was for me. Here he has access, there's wine in the store, you can go buy wine. So I'm just misayaya. But the real logic is like this. If the whole reason why I cannot drink their wine is so I keep away from them, you cannot make a knas that a person should keep away from himself. Which means when the rabbis made the gezerah, they said, the gezerah is that we don't want this, the knas is we don't want the religious Jew to drink the wine of a Mehalel Shabbat to keep a distance. When they made the takana, they cannot have meant to say that he cannot drink the wine so he can keep away from himself. How do you keep a person away from himself? He is himself. So therefore, it seems that the isud was not on him, meaning per se, it was on us to keep the distance. Therefore, there would be no isud, the poskim say, to serve him the wine. And if he drinks it, so he drinks it. The gezerah does not apply to him per se himself, but it applies to us. The ruling over here was a mehalil Shabbat b'ferhesya. I will make one point that the Mishnah Berurah does bring down that if somebody is mehalil Shabbat b'ferhesya, but he's embarrassed if he would see a gadol, if he would see a rabbi or somebody that's important, he would be embarrassed. That's not called mehalil Shabbat b'ferhesya anymore. So we're talking about somebody over here that's brazen, where he really doesn't, he really doesn't care, and we're also talking about somebody that knows what Shabbat is, and he was raised in a community like ours that clearly is aware of what the Shabbat is. He's not brought up in the Congo somewhere that there might not be any awareness, and still he doesn't care, and he doesn't even care if there's a gadol watching him. So then already his wine would have these restrictions.